It's Beechcraft now, fresh out of bankruptcy. American Eagle looks to new aircraft with a merger spinoff still possible. And some days are diamonds, some days are stone. This is Aero News for Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Beechcraft, formerly Hawker Beechcraft, announced Tuesday it has formally emerged from the Chapter 11 process as a new company, well-positioned to compete vigorously in the worldwide business aviation, special mission, trainer, and light attack markets. The company's joint plan of reorganization was approved by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court on February 1st and became effective on February 15th. Beechcraft's product portfolio includes the King Air family of the 350i, 250, and C90 GTX. The worldwide fleet of more than 7,000 King Air turboprops serves a wide variety of missions and has amassed more than 50 million flight hours while operating in 115 countries around the world. Its piston engine Bonanza G36 and Baron G58 Twin continue to represent the pinnacle of high-performance, six-passenger capability for their class. The company's defense products include the proven T-6 military trainer that touts a worldwide fleet of nearly 800 aircraft and more than 2.1 million flight hours, along with the newly introduced multi-role AT-6 for the light attack mission. The company's global customer support team and its factory-owned service center network, Hawker Beechcraft Services, will continue supporting all Hawker and Beechcraft products. The network includes 10 facilities in the United States, Mexico, and the United Kingdom, along with more than 90 authorized service centers around the world. While most mainline carriers have pushed their feeder business to standalone commuter airlines, such as Republic Airways Holdings or SkyWest, American Eagle is still owned by American and is the largest regional airline still owned by a U.S. network airline. American Eagle accounts for 95% of the passengers being fed onto the mainline carriers' flights through commuter airlines. The Wall Street Journal reports that under the terms of the merger with U.S. Airways and American, U.S. Airways commuter carriers, PSA Airlines, and U.S. Airways Express would initially remain as separate entities, but all regional flying would eventually come under the American Eagle brand. American Eagle CEO Dan Garten said that a spinoff of American Eagle is still possible, but, quote, down the road, end quote. While he has long been a proponent of severing the regional carrier from the larger American, he said that his top priority now is to move away from the 37 to 50-seat jets to larger models. Garten said that there are way too many of the smaller, less efficient jets flying for American Eagle at this time, and they are losing money flying them on many routes. The carrier's contract with its pilots' union already allows them to fly airplanes with up to 76 seats. Diamonds, estimated to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, were stolen from the cargo hold of a Helvetic Airways Fokker 100 operating for Swiss Airlines at the Brussels airport late Monday. The group of eight thieves brazenly cut a hole in the airport perimeter fence and drove out onto the tarmac where the airplane was parked, according to a report from the Associated Press. The company that operates the airport told FlightGlobal.com that the entire incident lasted only a few minutes, that no gunshots were fired, and there were no injuries. The armed men reportedly, quote, tried to pass themselves off as police officers, end quote, and made off with 120 parcels, most of which were thought to hold diamonds, but some may have contained precious metals. Police found their burnt-out vehicle near the airport late Monday. The haul was estimated to have a value of anywhere from $50 to $350 million. Antwerp, Belgium, which handles four-fifths of the world's trade in rough diamonds, is only about 30 minutes from the Brussels airport. The airport said the incident had no impact on any other airplane and did not disrupt operations at the airport. The first firm details of the meteor impact, which occurred Friday in Russia, the largest in more than a century, are becoming clear. The European Space Agency is carefully assessing the information as crucial input for developing the agency's asteroid hunting effort. According to calculations by Peter Brown at the University of Western Ontario, Canada, drawing on extremely low-frequency sound waves detected by a global network, the object is estimated to have been about 55 feet across with a mass of about 10,000 tons when it entered the atmosphere. It exploded with a force of nearly 500 kilotons of TNT. That's some 30 times the energy released by the Hiroshima atomic bomb, at an altitude of under 65,000 feet. With our current understanding of near-Earth objects, ESA says that events of this magnitude are expected once every several of tens to 100 years. Amid questions about the airport's future, Moyer Aviation is ending a relationship of more than 20 years at Braden Air Park in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley and consolidating its operations at Pocono Mountains Municipal Airport. The company had been providing FBO and air charter services at Bradenton Air Park on a month-to-month lease. They've been offered a long-term lease at KMPO, and owner Vern Moyer told the Lehigh Valley Business newspaper that the larger facility at KMPO would give him an opportunity to expand his business. The move comes as the Lehigh Northampton Airport Authority, which owns Braden Air Park as well as Lehigh Valley International Airport in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, and Queen City Airport in Allentown, Pennsylvania, faces a 2015 deadline for settling a $16 million lawsuit that dates back to the 1990s. The authority has reportedly considered selling Braden Air Park as a way to generate some of the cash that it needs to pay off that debt. And for the record, I'm no relation to Moyer Aviation. When Aero News continues, an aviation industrial park could be coming to Oshkosh, by gosh, making a wish for a million miles. And Dick Rutan to keynote the AEA convention and trade show.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, February 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. If you're attending AirVenture at Oshkosh this summer, you might notice some activity on the southeast corner of Whitman Regional Airport. The Oshkosh Common Council has approved $608,460 for the purchase of about 35 acres of airport land for an aviation industrial park that will be marketed to aviation and support industries. It's not a done deal just yet. Winnebago County has yet to approve about $1 million for the purchase of an additional 47 acres adjacent to the airport that will be west of an as-yet-to-be-built road. Those parcels will be leased to companies who are seeking easy airport access. The proximity of the land to the airport means the county could grant runway access to those companies without the approval of the FAA, according to the Oshkosh newspaper, the Northwestern. The Common Council's vote to approve the city portion of the land purchase was unanimous, according to the paper. Mayor Burke Tower and City Manager Mark Roloff both agreed that the industrial park would be a key driver of economic development for the city's future. To help grant the wishes of local children with life-threatening medical conditions, Alaska Airlines is donating 1 million miles to Make-A-Wish Hawaii. The airline also asked the community to help raise 1 million more miles. As part of the new partnership with the nonprofit, the Seattle-based airline will also donate 100 miles to Make-A-Wish for every Hawaii resident who registers for a new mileage plan account during 2013, up to 1 million additional miles. The gift and new campaign were announced at a dinner hosted by Alaska Airlines Board of Directors and senior executives. Nearly 300 of Hawaii's government, tourism, business, and community leaders attended the event, held at the Royal Hawaiian. Of the 80 wishes Make-A-Wish Hawaii aims to grant this year, nearly 90% are travel-related, making air transportation vital to the organization's mission. It's estimated that each 1 million mile donation could help another 25 Hawaii Wish children and their families fly to their wish destination. Dick Rutan, a pilot, entrepreneur, and adventurer who made history in December 1986 after completing a 9-day non-stop, non-refueled flight around the world that established a flight endurance record, will be the keynote speaker during the official opening at the 56th Annual Aircraft Electronics Association International Convention and Trade Show. On the morning of December 14, 1986, a fuel-laden Voyager with Rutan and Gina Yeager on board took off on the history-making flight. 9 days, 3 minutes, and 44 seconds later, Rutan set the storm-battered Voyager down at Edwards Air Force Base in California. 4 days later, President Ronald Reagan awarded Rutan the Presidential Citizens Medal of Honor at a special ceremony. To this day, no aircraft has flown more air miles than the Voyager's 26,358 statute miles. The Voyager is now suspended in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum's Milestones of Flight Gallery in Washington, D.C., and Rutan was inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame in Dayton, Ohio, in July of 2002. As a tactical Air Command fighter pilot during most of his 2 decades in the Air Force, Rutan flew 325 combat missions in Vietnam, 105 of them as a member of a high-risk classified operation commonly known as the MISTIES. Before retiring from the Air Force in 1978, Lieutenant Colonel Rutan was awarded the Silver Star, 5 Distinguished Flying Crosses, 16 Air Medals, and the Purple Heart. The official opening will take place Tuesday, March 26th, at the MGM Grand Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and ANN, of course, will be there. On a personal note, I've had the pleasure of meeting Dick Rutan back in the days when he made an aborted attempt to be the first to fly a balloon around the world. I also shared with him once the Heroes of Aviation stage, though goodness knows why, at EAA's Kit Venture at Oshkosh. AEA members are unquestionably in for a real treat. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.